This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Do bad things with you.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Tim Little with you, and of course, my lovely co-host, Ben.
Yay, here I am again. It's been a while, I've been out.
We're back. They let us in the studio by ourselves.
They don't do it often.
I'm quite concerned.
But when they do, we have fun, don't we?
Oh, we certainly do, and break stuff.
Yeah. Well, we try not to. There's all these buttons, we don't know what's going on, but...
What's been happening?
Lights are flashing, yeah. So, you know...
And there's a red button that says do not push, and I really just want to push it.
You pushed it all the time. And, well, before you get going on me, what have you been up to? Because you've been a pretty busy boy.
If
one follows you on social media, you're a man about town, you're hosting parties, you're leather here, this, that.
I'm a bit exhausted, actually.
You must be. I'm exhausted just following you.
So, of course, we had AWOL last week, a week of leather, as everyone knows.
Uh-huh.
There was lots of frivolity and lots of fun and festivities. I did the workshops on Wednesday, which I found amazing. Also went to High Shine, which was on Thursday. A friend of mine actually lent me his formal leathers for the first time. So I was pretty psyched to be in that. But I'll tell you what, it took me an hour to get out of it.
Is that right?
And I think I've hurt my knee.
Oh, goodness.
Because I was trying to get the boots off. So, yeah, it's not a practical outfit, but it does look pretty awesome.
Look, I'm a little bit interested by it. Do you think you could take me along one time? Is there like...
Yes.
Throw me a little bit of leather? You'd probably have to take it in, of course, because...
Do you have any leather?
I don't.
Nothing?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm very interested. I have other things, but... Yeah, no leather.
We can fix that up for you.
Yeah.
Alternately, you could wear rubber.
Yes, you could wear rubber because I hear rubber's a big thing. It's on the rise.
Certainly is. And we do have the Melbourne rubber man in the studio tonight, Liam. We're going to have a chat to him very, very soon.
Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. You're with myself, Tim Little, and Ben is joined us here in the studio.
I'm here. We're here.
And we are joined by the wonderful Liam, the Melbourne Rubber Man. Welcome.
Welcome,
Thank
Liam.
You. Thank you kindly.
Must say you're looking...
Smashing.
Sexy in your in all this.
Thank you. I am incredibly sweaty right now.
Yeah. And is that sort of... Is that part of the... fun?
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely part of the appeal.
Part of the appeal?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely.
You like to sweat.
I do. I'm not a very sweaty person normally, but I'm you know, I enjoy it when it happens, and the rubber definitely accentuates that.
I really appreciate that you've dressed up for us tonight. So we're going to get some photos here in the studio.
Fabulous.
Excellent. And I guess for the listeners at home, we've got it's a bodysuit of sorts, showing a bit of arm, bit of leg also. Gloves, harness. Jesus.
So is it common to have a harness over the top of rubber?
Honestly, no. It's fairly uncommon, I think, for a lot of guys. It's just that I really like my rubber harness.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it looks really cool. So it's become a bit of a staple of mine.
Can you mix leather harnesses with rubber gear?
I think so. I mean, I imagine there are definitely some traditionalists out there who would disagree, but I think that's one of the things I really like about rubber. It's a bit of a younger fetish, so you can kind of do what you want with it.
Absolutely. And now you are the Melbourne Rubber Man.
I am the inaugural Melbourne Rubber Man.
How does it feel after all the preparation you've done for it?
It's surreal. I mean, it's been about a month since I won, and it still hasn't entirely sunk in yet that I'm a quasi-celebrity in an incredibly niche community.
Well, what did you do to win, apart just from being a hot guy in rubber? How tell us about the competition. Let's start there.
So anyone who's familiar with the Laird Leatherman competition will sort of will be familiar with the format. Mm-hmm. It was definitely based on that. There were four rounds. There was an interview, a full coverage, a flesh, and a talent/fantasy round.
Okay, so flesh.
Yeah, so for the flesh round, we had to be wearing minimal rubber.
Okay.
I was wearing what is probably best described as a rubber Speedo.
Uh-huh.
That was charcoal at the front and blue on the sides, made out of transparent rubber. So you couldn't see everything, but you could definitely see where it was. And then I had goggles around my neck, and I'd wet my hair, and I took my glasses off, so it looked like I just got out of the pool, and then I flounced around with a towel and strutted like someone who's watched too much RuPaul's Drag Race.
And you've actually just had a message from the Laird Leatherman saying, "Go, Liam." He was actually awake up until 4 a.m. and he's recovering from an operation. So we'll have a chat to him next week.
Oh, thank you, Brad. But
he
love
wishes you.
You
the best. And now tell us about this video you made. You had to put together a video for the competition.
Yes, that was the interview round.
The interview round. So tell us about that.
So the interview round, they decided rather than doing it with the judges in the Laird before the competition, that they'd force us out into the real world in our rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And I, we got to choose where we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose being the geek to do my interview at Melbourne University, which is where I attend.
Oh, wonderful.
So I was there at 8 a.m. on a freezing Sunday morning in my rubber tracksuit and harness.
And what were you doing? Was this sort of like Vox Pops? Like,
were you doing push-ups?
They were just asking me a few questions like, you know, when did I get into rubber, and you know, what does it mean to me, and what does the competition mean to me?
Uh-huh.
And then a few sort of curveball-y questions like, what is my most embarrassing story, sex story, and have I ever had a rubber wardrobe malfunction and things like that.
And when did you get into rubber?
So the furthest back I can place it is when I was about 8, I stole a pair of chemical resistant gloves, very much like the ones I'm wearing right now, from my dad's shed. I'm so glad my dad's not on the internet and hasn't managed to hear any of this story.
But this
I'll
is
tell
podcast.
Him where he can podcast it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Joy, 94.9.
Nah, my dad is scared of the internet. He thinks it's going to steal his credit card details.
My
sorry,
dad's
dad.
Like that too. He likes the internet, but he does feel like the government's watching
him. Yeah, my mom will be listening to this. So, hi, Mom. Love you.
What did your parents say, actually?
Well, Dad doesn't quite know. Dad heard sort of from my uncle, who heard from my cousin.
Right.
So, my dad knows that I won something super gay. and I'm pretty sure he thinks it's a leather thing.
Yep.
And I just don't really want to... I don't really feel like telling him more.
Yeah.
He's pretty indifferent about stuff, so... Like, I feel like he doesn't really care. He's just happy that I'm happy.
Yeah.
My mom, God, my mom's the biggest fag hag.
Ah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Me and my brother are both gay.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I'm pretty sure she's like feeling like she's hit the jackpot. So I think my mom's just happy in general.
And is your brother into rubber as well?
I don't actually talk to my brother that much.
Oh, okay.
We're not very close. We're very, very different people.
Different.
And we haven't really... since I was, haven't spoken to him much since I was about 14 or so.
Oh, okay.
Just a bit of a falling out and...
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's the most fabulous?
And I don't wish him any particular ill harm, but also, I don't really like speaking to him that much. Sorry, Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle.
And your mum is listening, and I'm sure she's...
Oh, yeah. God, my mum knows how I feel about my brother.
And so she was very proud.
Yeah, and my mum just feels like my life is ridiculous and enjoys living vicariously through it. And my aunt, a couple of my aunts think it's really funny. I'm pretty sure one of my uncles is not very impressed, but, you know.
So mum's always buying fresh supplies of talcum powder, Band-Aids.
No, actually, I this is actually the first my mum's heard about it. So,
okay.
Yeah, she. I think she must have been surprised, but, yeah, she didn't seem that surprised. I guess she just sort of goes with it.
And since the competition, yep. Have you bought more rubber?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
You've pressure now.
Yeah, I well, I felt like because I'm off to Mr. International Rubber in Chicago.
Whoa!
I'm pulling a Daddy Steve and doing the international circuit.
Well done.
So that's in November, and I felt that. Well, there was a part of me that was like, well, I definitely need some new looks if I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really just an excuse. I wanted to buy some more rubber. also, I did win $500 voucher from Eagle Leather.
Excellent.
Right.
Which I was told I could only spend on rubber, which I was then told that I could just get whatever I wanted. But still, I'm going to get rubber.
Have you had a chat with Daddy Steve to get all the tips? I mean,
he'd
be a very good mentor for you.
Look, I've had a chat with Daddy Steve, but it's mostly while we've been drunk.
Okay.
So, I don't think there's been a lot of cohesive conversation there. I'm definitely going to speak to him. But from everything I know, the rubber competition is so much different from the leather one.
In what way?
The leather competition seemed to be very, very, very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, there's always a very sort of, I hate sort of throwing around this term, but old guard way of viewing leather. Sure. Whereas rubber's more fun, it's more young, there's so many different ways of wearing it. It can be a little bit more playful, a little bit more costumey, I guess, in a way.
Yep.
So
you can add Pokemon to it.
Yeah. I mean, the guy who won Mr. International Rubber last year, his sort of staple thing is like a transparent rubber suit with gummy bears all over it.
I would totally eat them.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm addicted to gummy bears.
So,
sweaty
yeah,
gummy bears?
So it doesn't have the same sort of look, and it's also it's a lot smaller.
Uh-huh.
Right. I think last year's competition for MIR only had about 12 people in it,
uh-huh. Okay.
Whereas there were 59 in IML this year. So it's going to be a much smaller class. It's probably going to be fewer people attending, but I think at the same time that's going to mean much more scrutiny on everyone who's there.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can figure out so far, I think I'm the first title holder from anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere.
Ooh.
So I think that's going to throw a bit of a spotlight on me. At the very least, because you don't actually have to win a competition to go into MIR. It's sort of usually what happens, but not necessary at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only ever been one other Australian in the competition. And that was like 10 or 12 years ago.
Wow. And now you are the title holder.
Yeah.
What is your plan? What is your vision? Yeah.
So I've been doing, sort of following in the footsteps of the Laird Leatherman. Because I figure that's as good a template as any to follow. They
definitely
do a great job, and it's a pretty cool thing to go along with and follow a Melbourne tradition. So I've been doing some of the barbecues at Sunday Social at the Laird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing a couple of fundraising events. We're working on the idea for one coming up in sort of October-ish, and then maybe something around about April next year. I'm a lot more sort of confident about the one in April. Because it sort of follows my interests a little bit more. The one in October is something that's been suggested to me, which is really, really fun, but I have no idea how we're going to pull it off.
And what has been the response of the rubber community to this competition? Do you think it's helped to foster the scene? Because it is a fairly young scene.
Mm, absolutely. I think it's been amazing. I mean, I saw people out during that weekend that I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
I think the regular spit and polish crowd who turn up in rubber is only a tiny iota of those who are into rubber. And I think this has done a lot to help those who are into rubber come out and, you know, maybe turn up a bit more to some of the social events. Mm. And I think it's definitely helped it grow considerably bigger.
And you were saying before you thought maybe rubber was probably a younger fetish in terms of age demographic. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think that there's definitely a few reasons why. For one, rubber is cheaper. And guys who are younger probably, you know, don't always have $2,000 to splash out on a whole full set of formal leathers.
Yes, myself included.
Yeah, leather is so expensive. I managed to pick up all my leather. I have quite a bit of leather as well. When the Australian dollar was much better, when I was living in Eastern Europe, so that went well there. But I don't think I could afford it as nearly as well as I could. You know, I couldn't afford it today.
Sure.
And also, I think there is sort of again this perception that leather is sort of, you know, an older man, bearish type guy's thing, which I think is, you know, crap. I think everyone should be into whatever they're into and wear exactly what they want and have as much fun kinky sex as they want to. But I mean, I guess people do feel a bit self-conscious sometimes and feel that they are more likely to be more accepted in a younger sort of fetish community.
Sure, definitely.
And so how you're sort of doing these events and going out in your gear and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Is this along with the leather crowd?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do they take it? There's no rivalry.
You're
not like the rubber's not like the Danny Minogue and leather think they're just Kylie and better than you guys.
Well, I think they
probably you're getting along.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think Danny Minogue and Kylie Minogue hate each other. I think there's definitely the impression that the rubber community is more of the little brother.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so many of us are, you know, at least a bit of both. Mm. So, it's not like it's two rival camps.
Yeah.
There's definitely crossover.
Excellent.
I think, in general, and using Thursday night at the Laird, Spit and Polish as an example, everyone's just sort of happy that lots of people are turning up.
Yep.
And it's a good, fun social evening. And that's usually what it is. It's just everyone hanging out and having a good time. I mean, there's a dark room off to the side if you're feeling frisky. And that's always very appreciated.
Definitely.
But I think, yeah, it's not like the Jets and the Sharks and having like dance battles because of how much we hate each other or anything like that. They're definitely intermingling communities.
Well, the reason I ask is everything that I've seen with the on Hide and Seek here, of course, we've got a lot to do with the leather community. It seems so open and welcoming and yeah, it just seems like everyone's having a great time.
Oh, yeah, why absolutely.
Is this fetish wear just brings out good time, happiness?
Yeah, I think it's because everyone feels really comfortable when they're finally letting this sort of stuff out.
Yeah.
So to connect with anyone who is also doing the same thing, it's a really good feeling, and you know, your inhibitions are looser, and everyone has a good time.
Party.
And in your performance, you did an Olivia Newton-John number, didn't
you? Yeah, so I generally describe myself, my aesthetic, as a sporty fetish geek. And I have one of my, I guess, quintessential pieces of rubber is that I have a fully custom-made version of the Australian soccer uniform made out of rubber.
Wow.
And I was trying to think how to show that off. So I thought, I'll do a locker room fantasy thing. But being a scrawny, geeky dude, I knew I couldn't do it really seriously. It had to be kind of fun and campy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to think of what music, and then Olivia Newton-John's Physical came to mind, and it was just perfect. So, I mean, there's really, really nothing else I could do after that.
Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Tim and Ben with you tonight. And we are joined by the Melbourne Rubberman, Liam.
What's up?
And we were talking before about the Rubberman competition, but I'm very, very interested to know about rubber sex.
Okay.
So, in summary, what is the difference between rubber sex and other types of sex?
There's not a huge amount of difficulty to it. It's usually sex where you wear rubber.
Yeah.
There's probably more rubber involved, I would say that.
So, are there certain types of outfits that are common?
Usually something that has tactical zips.
Yes.
That's usually pretty essential.
Yes.
So that necessary areas can be accessed when they need to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the main thing, I guess, because there's so many different types of things you can do. I mean, I guess guys who are into rubber quite often also tend to be into water sports.
My next question.
Yeah, it's a nice easy one where you can still be wearing your gear and just hose it on down, and no mess, no fuss. But aside from that, I think it's not really that much different to any sort of gear-based sex, which is, again, going to be as versatile and as varied as most kinds of sex.
And what is it about rubber sex that you enjoy the most?
Well, I think it's mostly that the rubber makes me feel sexy. Like, yep. That's sort of it. It turns me on a bit more. Mm-hmm. So, it just adds something. Like, regular sex outside of rubber, it's fun. It's great. It's cool. But this is just a little bit sexier.
So, if someone wanted to get into rubber sex, mm-hmm. what would you recommend to them?
Well, I suppose if you don't have any gear of your own, the best thing to do is to either duck out and buy something small, like some shorts or something, or a shirt or something like that. Or to make good friends with somebody who is of a similar body type to you, and be really nice to them and ask if you can try some of their stuff on.
Now, I first tried to put on some rubber shorts, mm-hmm. and I had great difficulty peeling them off and getting them on.
Yep.
What's the trick?
Okay, so there's two different things you can do. The first is you can use a bit of talcum powder, and that just sort of helps it all slide on a bit better. And the other thing is messier, but I find easier, and that's to lube yourself up with a bit of silicone lube.
Wow.
Definitely silicone lube, though. If you use water-based lube, that dries out real fast, and you're going to have a bad time.
Oh, gosh.
Slipping and sliding inside there.
And for me, that sort of, you know, adds to it a bit. It feels really nice and smooth and soft and sexy, and it rubs places. And also, at least your skin feeling really soft for about a day or two afterwards.
You don't feel chafed or anything?
Nah. I mean, not unless you don't use enough of it.
Right.
How lubed up are you?
Actually,
currently,
in the suit I'm wearing now, I'm not lubed up at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm scrawny and hairless enough that I can get into this without too much friction issues. I'm you know, naturally lubed up due to the amount of sweat that I have right now. But yeah, like this suit is actually pretty easy for me to get into. My main issue is getting my legs to fit into stuff. 'Cause for a guy of my level of scrawniness, I do actually have kind of meaty cyclist legs. So in a full suit, it takes a bit more effort.
Yeah, right.
But because this ends just above the knee, then most of the leg doesn't really have to contend.
And what are some of your favorite outfits to wear while having rubber sex?
I like my full suit, which is, you know, it's like a full cat suit.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the one I'm wearing now, which is very, very similar feeling, but, you know, a bit better for warmer weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a rubber track suit, which was what I was wearing during my interview round.
Uh-huh.
And that's just good because it's all loose and easy to wear, and it doesn't really restrict too much. And you can just pull the pants down. Like, it's not really, you're not going to get trapped in it as much. Because in these full suits, after you're done and you're all sweaty and covered in cum and everything, then it's just kind of hard to get out of stuff because you're lacking in energy and you're just sweaty and gross. Whereas with the tracksuit, you can just peel it right off.
I liked as well that he wore this here tonight. He had clothes on on top of his rubber.
Yep.
It's like his Superman outfit.
Yeah.
You could have seen him on the 109 tram before, thought nothing of this guy. Underneath that, you know, his street gear, he's just rubber man. Just
actually the Werribee line. It was on the Werribee line.
Sorry,
on the Werribee line. Of course,
getting on at South Kensington. So, you know,
just in case you're wondering.
Mm.
And he's wearing glasses like Clark Kent as well.
And my surname is Clark.
Ah,
well, there you go. Maybe he's Superman in disguise.
Maybe he is.
Oh no, my secret cover is blown.
And you have to say an apology.
Yes.
What have you done?
I have to apologize to the leather community for referring to them as bearish. I'm sorry.
You're in trouble.
I'm sorry, Brad.
Oh, sorry, Brad.
But I mean, I meant mostly that's what a lot of people perceive the leather community to be like.
Sure.
But, you know, it's not entirely.
And what about the perception of the rubber community?
It definitely goes the other way. I feel like a lot of older and or bigger guys feel like rubber is not for them because rubber is very revealing, and therefore they don't want to wear something that is quite so tightened or you know, for whatever reasons of self-consciousness, which I think, again, is crap. I think rubber is completely flattering for all body types because it pushes everything in and it holds it all nicely.
It's like Spanx.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, curves are hot and it makes the light shine off it. And that's part of the appeal of rubber. It's all shiny and sexy. And, you know, if you've got some curves going on, then you can see that.
And is it important to buff up rubber? We've seen people doing the polishing and stuff like that.
It is if you like a gloss finish. There are a lot of people who are into more matte rubber or even neoprene.
Right.
So it depends on what you like the look of.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, I like my rubber to be nice and shiny. But, you know, it's not really an essential look for everyone. The best thing to use is something like Vivashine, which is a silicon-based polish, and that is hecka expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not always feasible and it's not always going to be available every time you want to wear it.
Sure.
But in my eyes, yeah, I feel like if you're wearing at least latex, then it being nice and shiny is definitely a good move. But I mean, my gloves, they're more of a sort of satin finish and I think they look great as is. So
I suppose you wouldn't want them to be all slimy because you need to be able to get a grip.
Oh God, the amount of drinks I've dropped at the Laird. I now have to like make sure I'm holding my pinky finger underneath the bottom of whatever glass I'm holding because otherwise it'll just slip right on out.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are chatting to the Melbourne rubber man, Liam, on air at the moment. We'll be back after the break.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
You're on Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9, your show for all things sex, sexuality, and self. I'm Ben Broadley, Tim Little's with me, and we're talking with Mr.
Liam.
Yeah.
The Melbourne Rubber Man.
He is the Melbourne Rubber Man.
Hey, what's up?
And so much sex.
So much sex.
Can I just say, just going back to that song, that version of Dancing on My Own, I heard that this morning at the gym. And they played the acoustic version of it, which wasn't the most motivating thing to hear in the gym, but I actually stopped and I Shazammed it. wanted to know. But that was the Tiësto remix.
Mm, I like that.
Very nice indeed. And Liam, we are coming to the end of the show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you for sponsoring the Melbourne Rubber Man competition.
You're very welcome. And we just had a message from Tim of Clifton Hill. Liam is a great inaugural first Rubber Man.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
Speaking of all things rubber.
Yeah.
What are your top 5 tips on rubber sex?
Oh, okay. Okay, so I guess the first one is proper lubrication. Make sure you're wearing something that's going to make sure you've got something as a dressing aid of some description to make sure things are going to be comfortable the whole time. I guess number two, wear something that fits you and that is nice and comfortable because when you are in the throes of passion, you don't want something that is going to be flapping around everywhere unless it's, you know, supposed to do that and or you don't want it to break on you.
No. Has that happened to you?
Not to me personally, but I've seen it happen to someone else because they were borrowing something that belonged to someone.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
And was it too small?
It was too small.
Why it broke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So number three, make sure the other person is into it. You don't want to be freaking out no person who's who's not into rubber. You know, don't go springing that on someone.
Don't go peeing on them.
Yeah,
if you don't know they're into it.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Ask before you
figure
pee.
Out what the other person's kinks are well enough before you do anything. And, oh gosh, okay. Shine it up first.
Yeah.
Like if it's sex with me, shine it up first. I like it shiny. It's got to be shiny, at least semi shiny. I don't want it to be matte. Another one.
We're really putting you on the spot. Yeah, you're doing well.
He's doing very good.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, if you're looking for somewhere to come on me. because this is easy to clean up.
Brilliant.
Don't be jizzing all over my pillows. I don't want to have to wash them.
Can you get rubber pillows? Can you get rubber pillows?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Invincible Rubber in the UK, I think they sell rubber bedding.
Yeah. Okay. And are there any rubber cock rings you would recommend?
Well, I don't really wear cock rings. I have incredibly sensitive balls.
Right.
And even just sort of...
No ball stretches.
Yeah, no, even sort of nudging them the wrong way is like being punched in them.
Right.
At Code Black on the weekend, someone got a little bit handsy and I nearly passed out from the pain.
Oh, no.
And had to get my friends to carry me home.
I think I know who that was.
Yeah. So that wasn't so fun, but yeah. So it's,
that's great. That's a good five tips. Let me tell you.
And we are going to be grilling the Laird Leatherman next week on the show. He's comfortably resting up tonight, which is why he couldn't make it here with Liam. Mm-hmm. We decided to give him a little bit of a reprieve. Yep. But stay tuned, because Brad, the Laird Leatherman, he'll be joining us next week on Hide and Seek.
Rest assured, Brad, I will be listening for any mistakes you make, and I will be messaging you.
Well, we will catch you next week here on Hide and Seek.
We will. We'll be here.
At 9 o'clock, and I think Dean Beck will be in the chair next week.
I haven't seen Dean Beck in a while.
I know. I saw him on Sunday.
Oh, did you now?
Did you
Seen him in a while.
Did you see him on Sunday, Liam?
I don't know what Dean Beck looks like.
Oh.
Well,
you know, he has a great face for radio.
You probably would have heard him, though.
Definitely. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. We will catch you next week.
Good night.
Adios.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.